Remember back in April, it was a story of the six-year-old Dominic.
Yeah.
He was severely burned by what his mom said was a bully and a tennis ball soaked in gas.
Yes, I do.
We had the mom on. It was a very compelling interview.
Right.
And on Friday, the Bridgeport police said nothing deliberate on the video in the case of Dominic being burned. On the phone now is Kelly. She lives on the third floor of the family house where Dom lives.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So did you see what happened?
So I was home all day. I had just recently moved into the apartment a few weeks prior. I've known the family on the first floor and the second floor for over a year.
Who's on the first floor? Who's on the second floor?
So the first floor has a family of boys, all boys ranging from 3 to 23.
All right, so this is the family that the mom said, Dominic's mom said,
yes,
created the problem.
That she
and then Dominic's on the second floor?
And Dominic was on the second floor,
right.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So I played basketball and went bicycle riding and played in the driveway and played in the yard all day with all the boys that were here at the house, as well as the mother, the first floor. She was in and out all day. She went to go and bring her two older sons some sandwiches, and Maria was supposed to watch the kids.
Maria is Dom's mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
And during that incident, or during that time period, she wasn't watching them, and that's when the accident happened with the younger kids getting a hold of gasoline and Dominic accidentally lighting himself on fire with the lighter that he got from his parents.
Hmm. Okay.
And it's all on camera.
All of it.
Yep.
That's a big difference.
Interesting.
Yeah. Every angle is on camera.
Every angle.
Every angle. The whole house is outside is on camera, so you can see everything that happens. There was no luring around any corners or anything heinous like that. It was just three families living in a three-family house, all trying to help each other out. We had actually all met in a hotel about a year prior. I was going through a divorce, and Maria's family went through an eviction, and Laura on the first floor, her family had a house fire.
So, and, the house fire, how did that...
Electrical fire.
Okay.
So all three families been through a lot together.
Right.
And now living in this building.
Yep.
Were you all friends at the time?
Absolutely.
Okay, because nice. When we had the mom on, I got the vibe that there was some bullying going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she had said. However, I moved in the end of March, beginning weekend of April. And she's the one that helped get me and my two daughters into the apartment. And Maria had just signed the lease about a week before.
All right, so
to stay here longer, because we were talking about what a good time we'd have this summer together. And
yeah.
Are you all three still living in the same building?
No, Maria came back and got a bunch of her stuff and threw out a bunch of stuff and left a bunch of stuff to throw out.
So she's gone.
Laura,
her and Dominic are gone. She gave us the vibe when she was on the phone. She wasn't going to stay there.
Yeah, go back to Monroe.
She also said that, you know, the cops aren't going to find anything because they're friends with first four
people.
Yeah,
that seems to be kind of out there because I had to go in for an audio and a video recording and interview. And, I mean, it didn't seem like the cops were on anybody's side. They just wanted to find out what happened.
Yeah.
That's why they brought
the
dog.
Video of every second of this happening,
yep.
Then you can't really dispute it.
No, it's right there.
I think.
No.
I don't know what the facts are.
No idea.
See, we have people here when they're in the news, and I interview them.
Uh-huh.
I ask them questions, and they answer them.
Yeah, that's it. So, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't have a lie detector hooked up to the phone.
No, right, not yet.
Exactly.
No,
yeah.
But now that the police came out, Bridgeport police came out with a statement that goes ahead and states right out there that there was no bullying involved. Now the family on the first floor wants to go ahead and release the video footage and make sure that everybody is aware of what happened.
Oh, wow.
Right. Kind of clear the air.
Yeah. Because it's been
There's no scenario where we want to see a six-year-old on fire.
Ever.
No.
No.
Yeah, what's
next? And that kid, no matter what happened, if he misidentified what happened, he was a kid who was in trauma.
Uh-huh.
And then you could understand why the mom would be upset if she believed that if the son said, this is what happened.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
But if there's video out that clearly shows what happened, and then, you know, there's a whole other story there.
Yeah, it's an accident misunderstanding, too.
So where was the gas can? Was it in a shed? Was it?
It was in the back shed.
Okay. And then who grabbed the gas can in the video?
It was used for a weed whacker.
Okay. Who grabbed the gas can?
Who grabbed Dominic?
The 6-year-old grabbed the gas can.
Yep.
Okay.
And it shows it on camera.
That he grabbed the gas can and then he soaked the tennis ball in gas by himself and everyone else stood around.
No, there was no tennis ball.
There was no tennis ball.
Okay.
No tennis ball.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And nobody threw anything flaming at him. Soccer ball. Dominic had gas on his pant leg because there was gas in our front hallway from when they got in trouble earlier for playing with the gas. And unfortunately, Dominic had come.
The gas was in the shed or in the hallway?
In the shed. But earlier, Dominic was playing with the gasoline and he got told not to.
Mm.
And it was already
Dominic
on
was
his
the
hand.
Only one playing with the gas.
No, it was three of them.
Okay.
All right.
That sounds about right.
He just got spilled
the
on
kids
him.
Are hanging out together.
Yeah, you need a lock on that shed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So let's just say I'm watching the video.
Something.
What's that?
I guess they saw something on the TikTok.
A challenge or something?
Oh, no, man.
No.
Yeah.
Well, there's your headline.
Yep.
Yeah.
TikTok does it again.
So if I'm watching the video, I see a 6-year-old go and grab a gas can and then pour gas on a soccer ball.
Yeah.
Light the soccer ball, kick it. What happens?
Kick it, and then it sparks. He has a lighter. Next thing you know, it just poofs up in a big flame.
Man, that's wild.
Yep.
And then the 11-year-old puts the fire out on Dominic.
Okay. And then there was another. So the other boy was how old?
11 and 8.
Okay. All right. So we had a 6, an 8, and an 11-year-old.
Right.
But the 6-year-old did everything. Grabbed the can, poured the gas on the ball.
Got himself in fire.
Had the lighter.
Right.
Lit the ball.
And then poured some gas into a little plastic cup and lit it, and then he stomped on that, and that's what went up.
So it wasn't the ball. It was the cup.
They were playing with the ball earlier.
Hmm.
So when he stomped on, it splashed up and got him on fire.
Yep. That's how he got the leg.
Who's in the background?
My daughter.
Oh, okay. Boy, it'd be interesting to see that video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be out on Friday?
Yeah.
Friday, right? Friday. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
The whole thing sucks, really.
Yep. You're going to call.
That's okay.
Okay,
they're telling you you're on the radio now.
Is that what people do?
Yes, they do. Hey, on the radio.
I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's the truth, like I haven't seen the video, so I don't want to get myself in.
Yeah,
that situation.
Absolutely.
But if what you're saying is on the video is on the video, it sucks for that mom on the first floor.
It does, yeah.
She went through a period.
It really does.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard for the kids, you know, and it's And it's hard. It's hard instead of taking a situation that was an accident and taking it into a learning situation, you know, thank God because Dominic is okay, you know, taking it into a learning situation, but instead they're going ahead and turning it into something that it never was.
Right. Who's in the background? Is that your daughter?
Oh, hold on. Somebody, Laura, the mom from the first floor, just asked if she could actually talk on air.
Is she there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Over.
All right, hold on 1 second.
Sure.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good. So did you hear what Kelly was saying?
Yeah, it's just okay. A little bit confusing. I know everybody's upset about the situation, and I think everybody wants to know the truth. And I'm willing to talk.
All right. So she was telling us that if we watched that video, that Dominic basically did everything.
Basically, there was four children in the backyard, three children that were engaged with playing with gasoline in the backyard, lighting different things on fire in the backyard that Maria Rua was aware of. The children in the backyard playing. She was watching through a window. She did tell the children at one point to put the gasoline away and to come upstairs, but they never did at any time go upstairs. Maybe in between, I'm not certain, but they never went up at the time that she told them to go upstairs. She never came down the stairs. She never took the gasoline away from them. No. And the little boy actually got the gasoline from another yard in a garage shed.
Okay. It sounds more realistic that all the kids were playing with gas.
Correct.
Yeah, just all in, yeah.
Yeah, I have a hard time. The six-year-old went in there by himself.
Yeah,
he did it. The other kids just stood around.
Yeah. There was a soccer ball on fire that they lit. And when they lit it, Dominic was kicking the soccer ball around in the backyard, kicking the soccer ball. So now if you're kicking a soccer ball and it has gasoline on it, there's already gasoline all over his clothing because you're kicking a soccer ball around wet.
Yeah.
So as you're kicking it around, the fire goes out. He picks it up. He wipes it all over his shirt, and it's in his hands. Now he's touching his face. Okay.
Yeah.
After that, he drops the soccer ball down, picks it back up again. The mom sees him from the window. He runs around the pool. I have a pool in the backyard. He runs around the pool. His brother and Dominic run around the pool. They throw the soccer ball behind the pool.
Then this is all on video.
Yes. And then after that, they come out. The mom goes back in. And they start doing other things and lighting other things, the ground on fire, a cone on fire, different other objects on fire.
This is all three boys or the four?
This is three boys at the time.
All right.
And rubbing out on, like I said, rubbing the dirt with the fire going on flame. After that, they decide to pour gas in a cup. In a red plastic cup. As they pour in a red plastic cup, and besides the fact you got them all fanning it with, different things that were in the backyard to make the fire go bigger. After that, they poured the gas in the cup. My son put the cup with the gas down. Now, he could have been blown up on fire because there's gas in a cup.
Yeah.
He's lighting it. He could have blew on fire. These kids could have been these kids in the backyard could have been seriously injured.
Yeah.
We're forgetting the whole thing. These kids were with gasoline in the backyard. They could have been seriously injured, and the house could have been on fire. It could have been a lot worse than what we're looking at. And as he put the cup down, Dominic went over and stepped on the cup.
So your son put the cup down, then lit it on fire?
And it went on fire because, he lit it.
Yep.
Like I said, but he put the cup down. Then Dominic walked over to it and stepped on it. As he stepped on it, now prior to that, he was kicking a flaming soccer ball in the backyard. So like I said, it was already on his pants leg. So when you're stepping on a cup and the fire's already on your leg. I mean, the smell of the gasoline is on your leg. The fire got underneath his pants, went up his leg, and then onto his clothes, and reached his face because he was already with gasoline all over his body. So my son was out there, my 11-year-old son. He smacked let me finish that. He fell backwards, Dominic. He didn't stop, drop, and roll. He fell backwards. The flame took his face. You know, you got fire on you, so it takes the air from you. So he dropped back, and let me tell you that he had a cap that was plastic on his forehead. Okay, so the cap was backwards on his head. It was plastic, so it stuck to his skin on his forehead.
Oh my God!
That's why the top of his forehead was a little bit more burned, because of the hat being backwards on his head. When the fire reached his face, the plastic stuck, and Dominic threw the hat back off because it was sticking to his face.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is all horrible.
Yeah, it is.
So, like I said, he did fall backwards. As he fell backwards, you see my son, my 8-year-old son, move to the side. He got scared. Okay, what are kids gonna do when you see another child in a fire? You get afraid.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get scared. So my 11-year-old took his bare hands and smacked out the fire on Dominic's face. There was no mother of Dominic that ran outside. No, Dominic. Dominic ran upstairs with his leg still burning because the fire was trapped in his leg, on that little leg, on that one leg, okay? And he ran upstairs. And as he ran upstairs, I was just pulling in. I was sitting in my car for a few minutes as I pulled in because my 3-year-old was sound asleep. I was watching a woman clean the neighborhood with two other children. And I was like in a shock because usually in this neighborhood, it's very hard to see somebody picking up and cleaning the neighborhood besides me or my children. And I was enjoying it. I was watching it, and she was talking about Earth Day and how important it is to clean. And a few minutes later, as I was sitting there, I heard 4 times a scream like something was wrong. And I said to myself, this doesn't sound like my kids. Usually my kids would be out, you know, they'd be running all over the house or whatever. So I don't hear them. So, okay, so then I listened again. And then I listened, and then I heard fire. So I stood there, and I saw the door of the front door open, which it goes to the second to the third. And Dominic's father, Aaron, walked down the stairs, and he's standing there, and he's staring. So I bent my head down from my truck, and I said, Aaron, is the house on fire? Is there something wrong? Now, that was my response when I heard fire, because I wanted to get in the house to save everybody out of the house. It's a 3-family house. We already went through a fire. We already were in a hotel for about a month and a couple days, and I really needed to know where the fire was coming from. And he looked at me, didn't say a word, walked down the stairs, and went into the backyard. I jumped out of my truck, grabbed my son, ran to the back to follow him, ran up the back stairs to follow Aaron. And Maria's on her phone at the time as she's wiping the son's face with the wash rag, because I know that, like, I remember it, like, clear, because I've seen Dominic's face, of course, but that being burned, she's wiping it, and the skin is coming down.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, and I'm screaming that you have to put him in cold water. He's burned. Where were you, Maria? And she's on the phone with the 911 call saying that my 8-year-old son took gas and lit him on fire. And all I'm screaming to her were, where were you, Maria? You were supposed to be watching these children. That's what I stated on the 911 call when she was on it.
So you
Maria,
hear your
where
voice.
Are my children? You were supposed to be watching them. I kept repeating it. And as the child sitting
there. So if we listen
there,
to the 911 call, we'll hear you saying that.
Yes, yes. Now, she went from the kitchen all the way into the living room on the phone. Not even after wiping his face and being on the call and talking, she never, never stopped after that to say, let me get my son in the bathtub. Let me, you know, forget the phone call. Yeah, put the phone down.
All right, so
you already know.
You know.
Nothing.
you know, I don't want to judge a mother on what happens after she sees something horrible happen to her
yeah.
kid.
Yeah.
Everybody reacts differently.
Exactly.
And sometimes
yeah.
it's not always the perfect way to react to
right.
something.
Yeah.
But leading up to the moment that Dominic was lit on fire, you
but
say
his leg was
you say,
still on fire in the kitchen because he was stomping his leg, saying his leg was burning, and the fire was still trapped inside his pants leg. He had on some kind of material that may have been not fire flammable, you know, like, you know, sometimes different clothing can hold fire.
Right.
And it was trapped. The fire was trapped in there. So as we took his pants down, his leg was being trapped with the fire. We threw him in the bathtub, the father and I. I ran him in the bathroom, up their bathroom. I told the father, take his clothes off. I turned the water on, and I said, leave him in the tub. And I said, I'm going to go find out what's going on. I'm going downstairs to find my kids. And as I walked into the kitchen, she was gone. She was in the parlor on the phone, still talking about that the 8-year-old child threw gasoline on the child and lit him on fire, okay? And never came into the bathroom, nothing of the sort. The 8-year-old father was in the bathroom after I left, still with them, and I said, leave him in the bathtub until they got there. And then I went downstairs, and then there was everybody already here. There was police here, there was ambulance here, and so on and so forth. She was outside that whole entire time after this. Nobody got in the ambulance. That 6-year-old was by himself in the ambulance as the father stood on the porch of the front porch, standing there next to his other kids, smoking a cigarette and just staring in daze. And this is all on video footage. All on video footage. Nobody was with that 6-year-old in that ambulance. The mother was too busy in the backyard. Why was she in the backyard pointing out to the fire department and the police department every angle of where the fire was? How did you know that? How did you know that? If your 6- and 7-year-old are unattended outside, supposedly with a bully for a year, why did you leave them all day since 10:30 in the morning playing, riding bicycles, interacting with the child all day long? All day long. We had birthday parties together. We did things together. I took them to school together. They spent a year of happiness together. There was no bullying whatsoever, whatsoever.
All right. Well, you must be relieved that the Bridgeport police backed up your story on
yeah.
Friday, saying that according
Vindicated.
To the video,
yeah.
there was nothing deliberate.
There was not. No, I'm very relieved. I just wanted the truth revealed. Like I stated, the reason why the GoFundMe was changed a couple times was because, and I'll be honest with you, my child, my 17-year-old, got very upset in the situation with everybody. We were getting threats here at the home, and several threats. And the Bridgeport PD, thank God, had to sit in front of our home for about 2 weeks, watching and observing the house day and night because of all the calls.
Wow.
And it was horrible for my 8-year-old son. He had to get off a school bus with a towel over his head and not knowing why he had to do that because, you know, news reporters were out here and everything. Do you know how, you know, I had to explain to a child what's going on? You know, it's very sad. And then
Can
on top
I ask
of it all,
something?
She used
why
that
could,
GoFundMe
why?
To say that she wanted it for medical bills. Medical bills, she's on state welfare. State welfare, and that was the first thing. And my 17-year-old son addressed it to the daughter that was upstairs, Kayla Deegan, to state that you are a liar. Kayla, put the right thing out there. You're stating that your mom needs it for medical bills. That's a lie. You're on state. And then no sooner than that got changed. And then it went from medical bills to medical bills and to help with the nurse at home and to get a house. So how did you go from a medical to the nurse at the house to a house? I mean, just make the statement clear that you really wanted to use your child to get a new home. Just say that. If you needed the money for a new home or to get out of what you were in, the mess, just say it. Say it. Just be honest with everybody.
So,
the whole thing was these children were playing with gasoline. They got one child of hers got injured, which did not have to happen because of her neglect. She was supposed to watch them. She neglected watching them. She saw them through a window. She told them to put gasoline away.
She never came outside, never took the gasoline away.
I think
her
you,
child even in between goes upstairs somewhere along the line. If the child goes upstairs somewhere along the line and smells like gas, you don't tell him to take a shower? Those clothes off?
I think you made your point very well.
Yeah, you did.
I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, very much.
And again, just everybody, I mean, think about it. He's 6 and the other son was 7. Why did you leave him in the backyard unattended if he was being bullied all day?
So we're going to go. I appreciate we've been on for a long time now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you had an opportunity to get your side out there. And,
yeah, I appreciate it. And the video will be out on Friday in front of my home at 11 a.m. all day.
All right. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.